me share with you some things where I want to dig a little bit deeper, all right? And I want to dig deeper into the Martha's Vineyard. I've just listened to some of the folks on Martha. Oh, they can spend the night, but they can't stay. We just don't have the resources to, you know, we can't take 50 people from Venezuela. Oh my gosh, what will we do? I don't know. Find them a sandwich and a place to sleep? I mean, is it that crazy of an idea? Apparently, it's insane. You see, Martha's Vineyard, home to people like Barack Obama, David Letterman, Spike Lee, Carly Simon, James Taylor, Diane Sawyer, they don't have room for 50 people. About 20,000 year-round residents. It goes to 200,000 in the summer. And 63% of all homes on the vineyard belong to seasonal residents. I think it's time for a lottery. What do I mean by that? Pull a name out of a hat. Their house is claimed by Martha's Vineyard and the government. Fair market value. Fine. We'll start housing some of these folks. And we'll send more illegals there whenever you want. The cost of living in Martha's Vineyard, more than 60% higher than the national average. The median cost of a home, and this is a couple of years ago, by the way, $1.1 million. That's the median price. Half of the houses are more than $1.1 million. Now, of the 16,000 full-time residents who identified themselves by race in the census of 2010, 511 were black. Less than 4%. Man, these lily-white liberals, more than 80% of the folks on the island voted for Joe Biden. These are lily-white, dishonest liberals, right? And I've been there, by the way. Beautiful place. It is a beautiful place. Let's see here. A private waterfront estate comprised of two parcels in the prestigious North Shore neighborhood. This beautiful compound, over 9.5 acres of pristine land, and includes 600 feet of private Vineyard Sound Beach. This was listed, I think, in 2000 and maybe earlier this year. $26.5 million. But if you'd like a more modest place, a single-family home, one bedroom, one bath, $925,000. So the workers on the island pay a steep price for little tiny apartments if they can get one at all. There's a homeless problem on Martha's Vineyard because the rich people there, the rich elite liberals there, the white elite liberals for the most part, can't figure out how to set up housing for the people that wash their clothes and cook their meals and mow their yards and trim their flowers. They're dishonest, lying bastards. Landlords offer short-term leases to people that live there in the off-season, then turn them out and rent it at much higher prices during the tourist season, which is really big money. I just saw a house on Airbnb that sleeps 15 people. It's a pretty good size there and nice estate. $20,000 a day. Your bill, not including taxes, after your fees and cleaning fees and so forth, for 5 days is over $115,000. I'm guessing that 50 or 100 migrants from Venezuela could live pretty well for a while on $115,000. During the pandemic, the year-round population exploded. People fled New York City and other places to be on the vineyard and live there year-round. Real estate prices went higher. Local organizations have made sincere yet, and this is from WSWS.org, whatever that is, have made sincere but failed efforts to put in more housing. The Island Housing Trust is a nonprofit that seeks to create and maintain affordable housing, relying heavily on grants. Grants. The people that live in $50 million homes and $20 million homes and whatever can't put up a few nickels to help the people that, again, clean their clothes, cook their food, mow their yards. Can't help them out. The website reports that over the past 15 years, it has sold and rented 126 homes to low-income and moderate-income families. They aspire to solve nearly half of the island's housing problem needs within the next 5 years, presumably leaving the other half, apparently, to suck it up. Yeah, we can help about half of you in 5 years. After that, who cares? A local housing bank undertaken to impose a 2% fee on most real estate transactions and use the money to create affordable housing. But the first $1 million of the purchase price is exempt from this fee. The housing bank proposal was approved in a local referendum by an overwhelming margin. But this draft legislation must be enacted by the Massachusetts State Legislature. And in the meantime, guess what? Nothing happens. The median home price now, I'm sorry, here's an update, has surpassed $1.2 million and climbing. The difference between the median price and what the typical resident can afford is $800,000. So they're really close to nothing at all. So these uber wealthy, uber white, uber liberal mouthpieces, virtue signaling, I've got an idea. Build something. How about we turn Chappaquiddick Island, you know, from Kennedy fame? Why don't we just bulldoze the houses there and put in bunk houses for the people that can live and work there? And why don't we just do that? Again, a lottery. We pull your name out of the hat, you lose your house. And it goes into the housing bank. We'll pay you fair market value, but you're out. Yeah. These dishonest people really make me crazy. At any rate, thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis, for exposing who these people really, truly, honestly are. All right. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show with some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
For a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to gomuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double-brushed cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. Visit gomuskox.com. That's gomuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.